Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
Shalom Aleichem, and welcome back to today's Daf Hayomi. Maseches Kedushin Daf Ayin Vav, we're actually down at the Mishnah, halfway down the Amud. Hanoisa Isha, a fellow is about to marry a woman, and she's a Kohenes from a Kohen family. You must do proper background check, you have to vet your candidate. Tzarech livdek achareha, he's meant to check her family background to ensure that it's free of any deficiencies or psulim. So how far back do you go? Arba imois shehin shmoina, four mothers, four which turns into eight. As Rashi explains, basically it's two on her mother's side and two on her father's side. So two women maternally, two women paternally, and each one includes herself and her mother, as we're going to see in a minute. So basically, it's two on either side and their mothers. So it's four, which turns into eight. So on her mother's side, it's going to be Ima, her mother. Make sure she's okay. Ve'im Ima, together with her mother. Then, furthermore, on the mother's side, you have Ve'im Avi Ima. So instead of just mother and grandmother, it's going to be now the potential wife's father's mother and her mother. So, Eim Avi Ima Ve'ima. And then we move over to the paternal side of things. This woman's father's background. Ve'im Aviha, her father's mother, Ve'ima, and her mother. Ve'im Avi Aviha, and her father's mother, and that woman's mother as well, Ve'ima. For a total of eight women that need to be certified. This is by a Kohenes. If you choose to marry a Leviya, V'Yisraelis, Moisifan Alein Oid Achas, there, you go up another generation. Why? Because the Kohanim already have, you know, a good track record, they're more careful with yichus. So when it comes to a kayan, you can get by with just, you know, eight. Otherwise, you have to go another generation back. Suppose you're checking family background and you get to a point where you find out that her, you know, grandfather was actually serving on the Mizbeach. He was a Miyuchas. Right? That's pretty much a confirmation that he was a certified Kohen. And there's no need to go further back. In the case of a Levi, if you find out that her ancestor served on the Duchan, he was on the stage singing with the Levim, same story, you don't have to go any farther back. Likewise, if any one of her ancestors was a member of the Sanhedrin, which was involved in capital punishment, stop right there. Likewise, if it turns out that her ancestor was a dayan for monetary issues, or a tzedakah collector and would impose tzedakah obligations on the community, once again, that's a good sign, masin l'kohuna, then you know they're good and their kids are kosher for kohanim, without any need to do any further investigation. I think I'm going to explain the reason for all of this. Rabbi Yossi adds another possibility. Rabbi Yossi, Omer af mi shehoya chosom eid ba'arkei ha'yishana shal tzipori. So there was a town called Yishana, believe it or not. A town called Yishana. Rashi actually brings it was a town called Chadasha as well. Like, you know, like New York, you know. So this town called Yishana, which was near Tzipori, had a some sort of, you know, bezdin, which was a very prominent bed. They had very high standards. So somebody who joined that bezdin, who was listed, you know, in the roster amongst the, you know, dayanim of that bezdin, you know that he's good to go. He's miyuchas. Rabbi Chanina ben Tignus Eimer, one more af mishaya muhtabas teratia shamalach. Likewise, he's listed amongst the soldiers in the Melech's, so the Davar HaMelech's army, then you know he's a Miyuchas. Asks the Gemara. We check, we go back. Arba imoy, shein shmoina. We seem to zero in, focus only on the women, on the grandmothers. What happened to the grandfathers? Why don't we check them out? Maishna benoshi bat kinan. Maishna, why is it begavri when it comes to men? Loi bat kinan. There's no need to, to do any investigation. Answers the Gemara as follows. They're already vetted. Why? Noshi. When it comes to women, the chiminsu about their daddy. Women have a disagreement. How do they put each other down? Barayi su the minsu. They speak about, their opponent's inappropriate behavior. That's how far they go. Vimisadika milsa. Now, even if, suppose, one of them is apostle, lois lakala, it isn't necessarily going to become public knowledge. It's not something they converse about. They're not, interested in their status and their labeling. They talk about behavior. Gavri de chiminsu about their daddy, as opposed to men. When they have, when they go at it, they speak about yuchas, you're no good, you're a ma, right? Men's pride. So, im isa d'ikim milsa, so in fact, if there was something deficient, everybody would know about it. Isle kala, ultimately, gets out. There's no need to go investigate the yuchas of the men. V'iyinami tivdik baby d'day. Now we have another question. The Mishnah begins with hanoisa isha. You go marry a woman, you have to go check her family. What about a woman who's trying to marry a man? Why doesn't she have that same obligation? She should go investigate her future husband's, grandmothers. Why isn't that mandatory? Mesayeya leila rav. This supports Rav that she doesn't have that chiyuv. Da'amar b'dam rav lehuza rukshedois linosi lepsum. Just like why find by a kohenes. So a kohen cannot marry a chalal, right? But a kohenes can marry a chalal. So apparently, the Torah does not require the same standards by women than by men, right? So just like when it comes to yichus of the kohanos, she has more options. She doesn't have to limit herself to a kohen kasher. She can marry a chalal, a ger, etc. So by extension, explains Rashi, you don't have to go dig up, her future husband's past history. She doesn't have that obligation. Torah does not require, unless there's something, some arrow pointing in that direction. There's a red flag. There's a lack of chaskas kashrus. But otherwise, the isha doesn't have the same degree of responsibility to investigate her mate's yichus as does the man for his wife. Rav Ada bar Ava, Tani, he had a different girsa in the Mishnah. We have four mothers which turn into eight, right? He had a girsa of four which turns into 12. Dalad imoy shem shtim estri. Whoa. Masisa Tana and a Braisa, we had a different girsa. Dalad imoy shem shesh estri. Four mothers which turn into 16. How do we get that? So, we're going to try to reconcile it with our Mishnah. Bishlam l'ravada bar ava. We could explain that number. How does four turn into 12? Mukim lo b'leviyo bas yisrael. Oh. You see, these numbers in the Mishnah pertains to a kohenes. Well, if you're going to marry a Levi of Yisraelis, so then you have to go one generation back, right? Mishnah said so. You have to be moisev another layer. So it's basically two on the maternal side, two on the paternal side. Instead of just going up one more generation, which gets four into eight, you have to go up one more to 12. Elamas nisa, what about the braisa? I guess you did 16. How do you get to that? Name a pliga, perhaps. It's in dispute with our Mishnah. No. Mayoid achas, when the Mishnah says, when you marry a isha from a Levi family or Israel family, you must add one more. Mayoid achas doesn't mean one individual, step back. It means zug achas, a pair of women, another mother and grandmother. So basically, instead of it being just two on either side and their mothers, so which four, which turns into eight, you have to go up another two. That one's mother and grandmother. So it's a total of 16, right? 4 by 4, 16. Amar this whole concern with investigations and background checks is Rav Meir Shita, who's very meticulous and demanding when it comes to Yichus certification. They disagree. Kol mishpoches becheskas ksheris in oindes. You have a good woman from a good family, go for it. There's no need to question her background. The cheskas kashrus, we assume it's all good. It's all good. Really, ain't it? Is that so? that Rav gives everybody a green light. The reason why our Mishnah requires all these background checks is because it's not a conventional case. There is some red flag being raised. We're speaking that there are two Edom who are allegating that, alleging that this Mishpacha has something wrong with it. And that's why an investigation is required to certify the family. So clearly it's substantiated, it makes sense. There's reason to require this background check. So how could Rav a minute ago tell us, don't worry about it, Chacham, disregard this whole investigative process. Manda masniho, lo masniho. The one that pointed out that the Chachamim disagree with the investigative process in the Mishnah did not learn like the other version of Rav that the Mishnah is speaking that there's some problematic background here. Otherwise, even the Chacham would agree, an investigation is required. Igad Amri, in fact, there was another version, Amar Bidom Rav, Zudev Rav Meir. All these requirements, as Rav Meir speaking, Av Chacham Oimrim, Kol Mishpachi B'cheskes Sherzim Oimdais. Chacham disagree. A family typically has a cheskas kashas, no need to look into it. Amar Avchama, Barguya, Amar Rav, Im Kair Olav Arar. So he's not going back on the Mishnah. Mishnah is speaking about, you know, things are calm and unproblematic. But if, in the event there's an Arar, there's some sort of opposition, some sort of, Edom coming and alleging that this family is problematic, in fact, in that case, even Chacham agree, Bedikah is required. So there's no, question to begin with. Mishnah is talking about one case, things are calm and cool, and the other case is speaking that there is an error, and even the Chacham agree, Bedikah is required. Ain boikin min mizbeach alamala. But once you get to the mizbeach, he served in the mizbeach, you're done. It's confirmed. My time of why ilav de batkua lahav maskelei. If not for a proper investigation that was conducted at the time, they would not have allowed him to join the service on the Mizbeah, so you're good. Likewise, the Levi who served on the stage, who sang with the Levi, my time, for the same reason that Amar, we learned, because in the Beis HaMikdash there was a Sanhedrin who sat and investigated and was Miyachse Leviya, they certified the Kohanim and Leviim, so they're certified. Likewise, a member of Sanhedrin, that's automatic certification. My time of why. Toner of Yosef. Kashem Shebez Mnukin B'tzedek, just like Bezdin is pure when it comes to honesty. Kach menukin mukamum, they're free of any blemishes, any yichus issues. Amma merema mikro, where do we find this in the pasuk? Kulach yafar ayasi mumein bach. So it's speaking about the Sanhedrin there, and it's yafa rayasi. There's no psul, no problem of yichus. Eimu mu mamish. Perhaps it's even physical blemishes, but not a family background. Omar of Achav, Aryakiv, Amakro, we have a Pasuk describing the Sanhedrin in the time of Moshe Rabbeinu. Pasuk says, V'siyatz v'sham imach, they'll be with you, Moshe Rabbeinu. Together with you, we compare the Sanhedrin to Moshe Rabbeinu. Imcha, b'damim l'cha, they're compared to you, they're certified, miyuchas. Asks the Gemara, maybe that was an exception. The time of the Midbar, there was Nevuah, right? V'dilma v'sham, Shechina, maybe they had higher standards because they experienced Shechina and Nevuah, but that's not something which applies to a regular Sanhedrin. Rashi says, for instance, the Sanhedrin that was established by Yisrael, Chos and Moshe, maybe that doesn't need, such high standards. Or Av Nachman, Makrov, Av Pasuk, by Yisrael, who advised Moshe Rabbeinu to set up courts of Hakel, Mi'alecha, V'nasi Itcha, make your job easier, and they'll carry their load with you. Itcha means B'dem L'cha compared to Moshe, certified and of high standards. Kol Moshe Huchsu, Avoysa, Meshaytu Arab. Meshaytu Arab in this context is referring to Dayanim, who judge monetary litigations. So you do that, you're certified. Why? L'meimer, do you mean to say L'meimer Kvinim Psulim? Because they never appoint a apostle for that position. V'raminu, we have a kasha from a Mishnah in Sanhedrin. Even an apostle is qualified to serve in this capacity. Hakol kasherim, lodon din imominus. Anybody can judge monetary litigations. V'ena koil kasherim, lodon din nefashas, as opposed to din nefashas. V'raminu, we had a kasha, we had a shayla. Hakoyle Suyamai, we say all are qualified. Who are we including? But Amar Rav Yehuda L'Asuya Mamzer, even a Mamzer can do it. So, how could you say that serving in that position is a raya to your yichus? Amar Meir B'Yushalayim was speaking specifically in Yushalayim where they were makbid, that all the dayanim were miyuchas. Chen Toni, Rav Shimon Bar Zera, B'Kedusha Devil Levi, in a Tesefta that Levi composed on Mesechas Kedushin, B'Yushalayim, that in fact in Yushalayim was different. V'Kaboy Tzedakah Masim, those that collect tzedakah, that impose the tzedakah taxes on the community, you know, they did that job, you know they're miyuchasim. Why? What's the connection? My time, why? Given the mincha by the ancient, since they very often have run-ins with people. The Amar Mai we learned, mashkinim al tzedakah, you know, there's a community-wide tzedakah collection, you can actually force them, the member to pay, and you can take a mashkin, a collateral to force him. A field bearer of Shabbos, even Erev Shabbos, when things are hectic, go for it. So sometimes they had, you know, run-ins with people. And if in fact this collector is a problematic, has a problematic background, rest assured, it's going to be pointed out to him by his victim. It gets out. So the fact that he served in that capacity, and was successful and came out safe, survived, so you know he's okay. Ushbe zichnei de Rav Adabarava. Rav Adabarava was staying by this fellow, so he was his host. Ger Rav, he was a ger. V'hava kamansi. And he had some sort of, running against, he was campaigning against Ihu him v'Rav Bevi. Him and Rav Bevi was sort of competing for the same post. Mar Omar, Ano Abidno, Sare Rusa de Masa. So one of them said, I'm going to be the town's, you know, mayor. Omar Omar Ano Abidno, Sare Rusa de Masa. And the other person said, he's going to be. They were campaigning against each other, campaigning for president. Also, coming to Rav Yosef, so they came to Rav Yosef. What to do? Omar Lucy says, look, Tanina, Bryce says, Soim Tasim Alecha Melech. When you appoint a leader, a king, it's got to be one of yours, Mikerev Achecha, from your brethren. Kol Masimo is Shata Mason. We learn all appointments for positions of leadership, Lo Yeye El Mikerev Achecha, must be from amongst your brethren. We invite the Gerev, they're great, but he doesn't qualify. Now, Rav Adabar Ava, who was this fellow's guest, advocated for him. Amar Leser, Rav Adabar Ava, turned to Rav Yosef. You're disqualifying Gerim for positions of leadership, right? But this fellow is different. You mean even if his mother is Jewish? His mother was a Yisrael from birth. Amar Leis, Rav Yosef acknowledged. No, of course, that's different. Imam Yisrael, Mikerev Achecha Kurin Abay, of course, a child identifies with the mother. That's called Mikerev Achecha. So now we have two candidates with equal qualifications. So which one do we pick? Hilchach, therefore, he concluded, Rav Bevi, the Gavar Rabahu. Rav Bevi was a great man. Le'ayin, Yibil Lishmai, let him run the town's spiritual affairs. Okay, we'll make a division of responsibilities. He'll run the Ruchnias, and you'll run the Gashmias. Omar Le'ayin, Mil Damasa, and this other fellow will run the practical matters of town. You know, the Gemara Ksuba says, the same exact division should ideally be implemented in a Jewish home. Husband runs Mila Dishmaya. When it comes to Mila Di Alma, worldly matters, which color shades you get, the Isha is meant to dictate the terms. It's her domain. You do that, solves all problems. So there was once a story about Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky. He was standing at the machitza at a wedding, and he was talking to his wife, and they were trying to figure out whether it's time to go. So he asked her, would you like to leave? So she turned to him. She says, the Rav, when would you like to leave? So he said to her, look, the Gemara clearly makes that division of roles. When it comes to mili de alma, worldly matters, like staying at a wedding, whatever, that's your decision. So I defer to you. So she turns to him. And she says, well, by me, the Rav's mili de alma, mili de shmai, the Rav's mundane matters are, in my eyes, spiritual matters. as important as spiritual matters, and therefore I defer to you. So she got on there and said, okay, half hour, okay, stay for another half hour. Yep. Continues the Gemara, Amar Abaye, Hilchach, as a result of this story, where Rav Ada Ba'ava came to the assistance of his host, we learn an interesting thing. Hilchach Manda Mashri, Surba Medrabanan Bish Bezichne, if a person's already going to be hosting a Talmud Chacham in his place, La Ashri, he should host a person could have Ada Ba'ava, the Yoda Lamahafich Libeschuse. Better have somebody that's like a Rada Ba'ava is going to advise you and assist you, such as in this case, where he helped out his host and helped him get that position. Rabbi Zera, furthermore, regarding Chachamim who took care of Gerim, we have Rabbi Zera, Mitapubu, he would take care of the, look after the Gerim and appoint them to positions. Rabbi Bar Avua Mitapubu, he did the same. B'ma Rava, but in Eretz Yisrael, they were very strict. They were very selective. Afilu Reish Kurei Loi Mukmi Minayu. They wouldn't even use a Geret, put him in position of a Reish Kuri to look after the weights and measurements of the town. They didn't appoint them to even run the irrigation system in town, the water allotment system. So any position of leadership must be Miyisroel. So even these lower tier positions were not given to the Gerim. Rabbi Yosi Eimer Afmi Shehoya. A fellow who, a person who was amongst the dayanim of that city there, he's good. My time of why? Daiki Machtmi, they would only sign in, they would only include people, names of people who were really certified. Rabbi Chaninu Aratignuiz, Omar Ravida Mashmo, Bechayolo Shalbeis David. We speak about a member of the army. Which army? Specific army. David HaMelech's troops. They're good. Omar Rabbi Yezi Maikro, where do we see that? Pasuk says, V'his Yach Samad. It's the Lashon of Yichus. B'tzva B'melchama. So all the members of his tzava, of his army, were certified with proper backgrounds. Why? Why was that a precondition for joining the army? V'tayim amai. Omar Vidam Rav, Kadesh Dehesu Chuson. It was Chus Avesim Asayatam, so that they come to battle, they're equipped, they have their own Chus, they have their ancestors' Chus. So it was a precondition for joining the army. Really, everybody there was perfect, but Ika Tzalaka Amoini, we have one of the Giboirim of David HaMelech from Amoin, my love, the Asim Yamoin, perhaps he's coming from Amoin, so we see that he's a Ger from Amoin, not necessarily the highest stock. Loi the Asim Be Amoin. No, he just lived there, he wasn't really from Amoin. Ve'ika Ria Achiti, another person, my love, the Asim Yiches, he comes from the Ches nation, Ches people. Loi the Asim Yiches, that's where he lived, but he was really originally Yisrael. Ve'ika Iti Agiti, comes from Gat. Perhaps here as well we can say he doesn't really hail from the people of Gat, but he lives in Gas. Really, Va'amar of Nachman, Iti Hagiti Ba'ubitla. There was a Avodah Zarah there. So Iti, this fellow, Hagiti, came and he destroyed, and he nullified. He was Mevatla Avodah Zarah. Now, Loch is that halachically speaking, you cannot be Mevatla. A Yisrael cannot be Mevatla Avodah Zarah. Only a guy can do so. So when you're a guy, you can undo your idol. So basically, it proves that he was really a guy, and he was, one of the crew there. V'oidav another kash. Amar Vida Marav. Arba Meis Yelodim Hoylo David. David HaMelech had 400, strong young guys. V'kula b'nei Yifas Toyar Hayu. They were all produced from women who were captured at war. Yifas Toyar v'chula misaprim kumi. They all would shave the fronts of their hair. U'megadlam bleris and grow long hair in the back. Megadlam blurus hayu like the guy, Mechulam Yesh Mekrania Shalzah, they would sit in these golden chariots, Hoy Mahalchim Rashi Gayasas, and they would be the forerunners at the front of the troops. Vehenin Bale Groivim David based David, and this was David HaMelech's strong man. Apparently he accepted even less than perfect members. And so the Gemara, they weren't really part of the actual army, the Ozli, the Vusi Ba'alma, they would just go out there and make noise. They would scare the opponent, but they weren't really the actual army of David HaMelech, who he relied on for a battle. Okay, let's do a quick chazar of today's daf. Mishnah began with the chiyuv bedika, which the Gemara actually tells us is shitas Rabbi Meir, whereas the Chacham don't require this. They say any family is chesed kashrus. But anyways, according to Rabbi Meir, if you go back many generations, arba moyashen shmoina, that's by an eshes, by a kohenes, by Levi Yisrael, you have to go even further. But once you hit a certain, a point like the mizbeach or duchan Sanhedrin, you know that the family is certified and of good stock. We concluded with the fact that even to appoint a minor leader amongst Klal Yisrael is something that requires yichus and chashivus. According to many shitas here, geirim were not qualified, and ultimately we learned that even David HaMelech's warriors were meant to be of good stock in order that their yichus, together with their ancestors' yichus, should carry the day. All the best to you and Hatzlacha Rabbah.